1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Merry Christmas.
Here we go. We're just gonna do carols the entire time.
We are. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Did you bring the chestnuts?
Holy night.
All right, you have to stop. Guys, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas indeed.
I know this is our Christmas episode. You got it?
Yeah, this will work.
Guys, I think what you need to do is get yourselves
in the Christmas spirit.
Well,
Dave, how much is a bottle of Christmas spirit usually running these days? Yeah.
I should be drinking, right?
Yeah, I mean technically, but you're sick. Don't.
Fortunately, I'm getting over a cold, no. The drinking is
don't
at
do
a
that
minimum
on the count of the show.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sacrifice my health for this piece of shit. But it would make I think you guys owe yourselves for Christmas is maybe a set of headphones. With like a wire that's longer than 2 feet, I think it might
maybe
it might make your Christmas a little merrier.
It might.
Jay, I know there's nothing that will make your Christmas any merrier.
There's not.
Because Jay hates Christmas.
Christmas sucks.
Yep, here we are.
He's just a miserable person.
I am.
That's fine. Jay, listen, if you don't want to enjoy yourself,
that's fine.
No one is gonna stop you.
I'll enjoy myself with my video games.
If that's what Christmas is to you,
that
Jay.
That is what Christmas is to me.
That's totally fine.
See, you do have a little holiday spirit.
Right.
I
tis
have video
the season
game spirit.
Of new releases. Well, for the rest of us out there who enjoy Christmas, I'm excited about the holiday season.
Yeah.
Brandon.
I'm pretty excited. We're going to have a good one.
Excuse me. I know you're stoked.
Oh, yeah.
Only this will be Sunday the 22nd,
we'll be seeing Star Wars.
We will be, while you guys are listening to this, we will be seeing Star Wars, so the next time you see us, we will not be talking about it, because that episode won't air. We'll be talking about Star Wars eventually.
Yeah, probably New Year.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But yeah, for the rest of you guys, I hope you're home and it's snowing, and you've got a cup of hot cocoa, and you're surrounded by your loved ones, and there's a nice a fire crackling in the hearth.
You got a tree with the lights.
The tree with the light. Or hey, listen.
Hey, and if you're Jewish, I hope you
say,
have a menorah.
If you got a menorah, Hanukkah. I hope that's working for you. However, that crazy thing works. I hope you got all those candles lit on
up.
Just
candles, Dave.
I think it is.
I don't think it's anything crazy.
How many candles, Jay?
9.
Ooh, I think that's right.
It is right. There's 8 candles, and then there's one. And
there's
I don't,
a big one in
there's
the center.
A big one in the
it's
center.
The king candle, as they call it.
Yes, that's the traditional Jewish name.
Yep.
King candle.
Mm-hmm. Solomon's candle. So that's
I don't
the one.
Think it's...
You don't think so?
There's 9.
What do you know
no,
about
no, there's
Hanukkah?
9, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you...
Brandon?
No, Solomon's candle.
I've seen a candelabra, okay?
I've seen a candle bra.
It's a menorah.
I've seen a candle bra. It's just like that. Same exact thing. Yes, happy multiple holidays, but mostly Christmas.
Yeah.
It's the best one.
It is. And here we are celebrating, watching all the same movies.
Watching...
Every one of us.
All the same movies. Well,
I watched the same movies that you guys did. They were just made in different years.
Yeah, disclaimer, Jay was a little unclear as to what we were watching, so he watched
the TV adaptation of the first one, which spoiler, it's totally different. It's different people, different, totally different done.
So
really?
It wasn't just cut. It's not.
Because
I watched, I got 10 minutes into both, or, you know, I got 10 minutes into the TV one before I jumped over. It's totally different cast, totally different people, totally different thing.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like at this point we should just get into it.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start the holidays off right and do this thing. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
And Brandon's excited to be here for this. You want to try that again?
What? Jay just like went...
I'm Brandon.
Fine.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Jay.
Nobody asked for this.
Brandon is just not excited.
Did you hear that? Even his excited.
We're trying to bring the Christmas spirit.
One more time.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Jay.
And nobody asked for this.
A podcast where we dissect reboots, remakes, retcons, and requels of our favorite movies and TV shows.
Mostly the same ones. This week, Miracle on 34th Street in all of its forms.
Listen, apparently all of its
between
forms.
All of us, we have now seen every Miracle on 34th Street.
We have seen
Street.
All of them.
That is
there
true.
There were four. Guys, just so you know, there's four, at least.
Well, Miracle on 34th Street.
Yeah, I think there's only four.
Oh, it's a quadrilogy.
It's a quadrilogy. Exactly.
Of course.
So wait, Jay, have you ever seen the original Miracle on 34th Street?
I mean, like probably when I was a kid, but ooh. I only saw it on TV, so I guess I saw the one that I saw.
Oh my God.
Which is why I probably didn't raise an eyebrow.
Makes me so sad, Jay. No wonder you don't like Christmas.
That's it.
You had
it.
A horrible childhood. Yeah. He was, every Christmas he was cold and beaten and had to sleep in the woodshed. Merry Christmas. Now watch the TV adaptation on Miracle on 34th Street.
It's only half the length and it's really fast.
I was super excited. Animal. So, like, disclaimer, I don't like Christmas. I don't like Christmas movies.
Yeah, I think we figured that out.
And so when I knew that I had to watch a Christmas movie, I just typed it into YouTube and I saw that the first result was the 43-minute or whatever movie, and it didn't say like TV adaptation. Mm-hmm. So I was like, sweet, 43 minutes, I'm down. Like, I was like really excited because like I didn't want to sit through two hours of Christmas movie.
Because again, and I'm with you, we've also seen movies from that time period that are pretty short.
Yeah, and so it didn't.
So in your defense,
I'm under an hour.
We've definitely seen stuff that's close to an hour. Yeah.
Yeah, Birth of a Nation.
That's like four hours long. Shut the fuck up.
I don't remember
that's
watching
so
that.
Long.
You never watched it.
Don't watch it.
It's like it's a racist propaganda movie from the 30s.
Oh, perfect. We'll do that in our next episode. Well, Brandon and I watched the original Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
The movie made for adults who watch movies.
That was in theaters.
And also the Matilda version,
which we both thought was the only remake.
I mean, how could there possibly be another remake?
I had no idea.
And Jay, you watched the 1970-something version?
1973.
Who was in it?
I don't know. People.
Wow. I don't even think you watched it.
It actually wasn't that bad.
Really?
It wasn't. I mean, like.
Did it make you love Christmas?
No. It was stupid. But it, like, wasn't terrible.
If you had watched the original Miracle on 34th Street, Jay, you would be loving Christmas right now. You would be in the Christmas spirit.
Damn, I know you think that.
You
but
would
I don't
be
think...
reborn
I don't think
with
that's
Christmas
enough.
Love in your heart.
There are some
your heart would have grown three sizes that day.
There are some things that are never going to happen, okay? There are some things that are never going to happen. There's never going to be another good Fallout game again, okay?
Aw, Jay, my heart.
Republicans will never abandon Donald Trump.
Not with this attitude,
I will
Jay.
Never love Christmas.
This is the attitude of a man who is unwilling to change, Jay. And I don't appreciate it. You need to be open to growth. To enjoying Christmas.
The message of like every other Christmas movie is somebody who is a Scrooge and then they learn to love Christmas. And it's like you take nothing away from those.
You're watching the wrong movies is why. He's watching the
I
wrong
take
movies.
That they're fiction and it doesn't happen. I clearly take away the right message.
Wow.
They're fiction, but there's a
message.
There's not a kernel of truth to it.
It's like Santa Claus. Santa Claus isn't a person. He's an idea, Jay. He's that warm feeling you have in your heart on Christmas morning.
Yeah, just like Jesus. Sure, whatever.
Jesus is a little different. Jesus has got a complicated past and daddy issues. Santa Claus. Santa Claus is just pure love in the spirit of giving, unless he's hitting you with a cane.
He does it all these
That
years.
Was the one scene I liked where he bonked the dude with the umbrella.
He has his moments.
Okay, so in one of the movies it was an umbrella that you saw. Fair enough.
Yeah, so Jay, why don't you tell us about these movies you watched?
Okay, so in 1943, there's a parade, uh-huh. And they're watching the parade.
It goes like that. It's
it
so
does,
quick.
And then the woman so comes crazy. In, and like then it's the next scene is they're at Macy's, and he hires him as the Santa. Then they're at Macy's, and then he does the whole like, Price or yeah. Go to Gimbel's, mm-hmm. And the Macy's guy is Gimbel's. Like
Gimbel's,
and then like Gimbel's is like a department store that used to exist before it got ran out of business
by Macy's, yeah. by and their excellent Santa Clauses.
Yeah, right.
And
this is the actual. This is the downfall of Gimbals.
This is it right
here. This is the original title of this movie.
And then they like embrace it. And then like the Macy's guy is like, yeah, let's do it. Tell them low prices everywhere. And then the doctor comes in and examines him, and then they commit him, and then they have the trial.
All right, that's where they cut length.
Did he hit him with a cane in that movie?
And then yeah, that's what. So he was at So they were at a play.
That's different.
Oh, interesting.
What?
They were at a play, or not a play. They were supposed to go to a play, or it was a speech, or whatever, at the school, at the girls' school, and it was a speech about how Santa's not real.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different.
And how it's important to tell the truth to your kids, or whatever. And then Santa comes and cracks him on the head with an umbrella, like he's joking, and then I can't remember what the dude says, but he says something that pisses Santa off. So Santa, like, fucking, you know, he's like 3 bourbons deep at this point. You know, it's smelling of whiskey breath.
That's totally different than what we were.
And
watched.
He just like cracks him over the head with the umbrella, and then they commit him detox facility. And then he sobers up.
No. No, Brandon. Jay just hates Christmas.
Wow.
And then there's the trial that no court in the land would ever hear.
No, exactly.
They'd have to. It has to go through the system, Jay. If you watch the right movie, you'd know this. So if you're a cut apart piece of crap or just like, I don't even know what happened. Did they do the letter thing
at the
end?
They did the letter thing at the end.
Okay.
And then they dump the letters.
At least they did that
right.
And
they bury the judge in letters. And then they're driving, and there's a house, and Santa's cane is there, and like, oh,
it's the house
Santa's
that she wanted.
Real,
except he's
not.
So Jay agrees with the villains of the movie. Shouldn't be lying. Shouldn't be feeding them all these silly ideas like Santa Claus and love and kindness.
Correct.
The world's a cold place, Billy.
Get used to it.
Wow.
Here's some cold to keep you warm.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Then did the 1973 version follow mostly the same?
It was the same arc, and it just fleshed out everything.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm wondering if the 73 version was more like the original 43 version? 47 version.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon and I watched an actual Christmas
movie. The classic.
Movie. The classic. And I'll tell you what, I've seen this movie like 100 times.
Really?
This is my mom's favorite Christmas movie.
Okay.
And it's like her second favorite movie behind The Wizard of Oz.
Oh,
so
wow. Yeah, so you've seen it a lot.
I've seen this movie a bunch. And for that reason, I kind of always hated it growing up.
Much like Willy Wonka.
Yes,
one
exactly.
One of my favorite episodes.
Much like Willy Wonka.
Such a great one.
These movies were forced on me.
Yeah, I know.
But watching it this time, I really enjoyed it.
Right.
I got back into it, and I was like, I appreciated a lot of things that I didn't appreciate when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like so we watched that, Jay, and we watched what I'm calling the Matilda version.
The 90s.
Which is six or seven. Something like that.
Yeah, six might be right.
90s version of it, where it's more or less the same story, except it's got Matilda in it.
And it's full of 90s schmaltz.
You know Matilda, right?
Like the...
Meryl Wilson.
The girl from the Matilda movie.
Mm-hmm.
She's got magic powers, she lives in a home
like
for
the Roald Dahl
and...
story.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, the actress from that, Matilda.
Okay.
She's in this movie.
As the girl.
And she's the young girl.
Susan?
Except she is awful.
She was really bad. She's.
So it's like she had a cold the whole time, first of all. And second of all,
she's
like,
kind of annoying.
Annoying and creepy.
Yeah.
Creepy at points.
Yeah.
Like the original kid, and I'm not a fan of child actors, but the original kid.
But like, yeah, where like it opens up with, where the first scene you see her is like that recorded tape, which is also weird, by the way. And then she's like, I'm over at this guy's
spends
place.
A lot of time alone with
I
that guy.
I found that weird because that was
that's
opening
the
opening scene
every,
in both.
That's the setup in every one. But then she's like, oh, and he wants to kiss you and hug you, blah, 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 blah. Like,
and then
that
he's like,
weird.
That's how you get the mom. You friend the kid.
Well,
that's exactly what he did.
Well,
that's what he said. He says it in the movie.
I think he admits to it in like almost all, he admits to it in the 30s version.
Yes,
and the,
yeah.
They all admit to it differently, where he's basically like, well, I must admit I had ulterior motives. I was hoping we could go out to dinner. Which, I mean, hey, okay,
whatever.
I mean, as long as you're not trying to, like, hit it and quit it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have to get to know this kid anyway. But what I found interesting was that in at least the versions we watched, the mom's through line was that she was way too comfortable leaving her kid with random people.
Yes.
Whether
correct.
It was the love interest or the Santa Claus that you
Chris
think might
Kringle,
be crazy and possibly violent.
Yeah.
And probably drunk most of the time.
Hey, why don't you tell her a bedtime story?
Yeah, right?
Anyway, his nose is red.
As far as
it's all fucking whiskey.
I didn't see him drinking in any of those movies.
Yeah, they don't show
it. The whole point is like public drunkenness. Like that's what the first Santa Claus gets in trouble for.
Yeah, he doesn't like that. He hates it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a disgrace to the uniform, mm-hmm. the franchise of Santa Claus.
Yep.
That's how he gets. I don't know if they cut all this out in the crappy versions you watched.
They cut it out in the 43 one that I watched, yeah. But in the 76 one or whatever it was, the 73 one. Yeah, no, that's like the opening, part of the opening too. Like drunk Santa.
Yep.
And then functioning alcoholic Santa comes in and takes over.
I don't know where you're getting this.
You mean pure of heart Santa, Jay?
This is my headcynon.
Oh, okay.
He drinks off screen.
Jay's
got such a
cynical view on Christmas
that
he's got to create an alternate version of this movie.
Santa hurt him when he was
young. I think so.
Maybe we unburied some stuff.
You
want to
sit on Santa's knee, little boy?
I think, yeah.
Jay had something happen at the mall. What happened at the mall, Jay?
Sorry,
do you want to talk about it? Where did Santa show me on the door? Where Santa touched you? Come on,
that's a lamb.
Come on, it's a lamb that looks almost. It's got four legs. It's got two arms and two legs. Show me on the lamb doll where Santa touched you.
It's like fucking. It's like It's Always Sunny. Where he always remembers his mom banging.
Oh,
Santa.
His mom banged Santa. Yeah.
Oh, Charlie. Yeah. Well, I would understand. I would understand. Well,
I still enjoyed these. They were fun. The 90s one is like really so schmaltzy, you know what I mean? Like it's just so
well.
They even use I read this in the trivia too. They use these like overhead lights that were apparently very prevalent in the 90s during films, or like in films like this, where they kind of gave everybody a halo. Like if you think back to Groundhog Day, they use it a lot too, where they have this backlight on people and it would just kind of give them like this little light outline essentially. And in almost every indoor shot in this, everybody's lit up with that. It's kind of really ridiculous.
I mean, that's fine. I just don't think that's the reason I hated this movie. There was just a lot of the whole movie was like a worse version.
Yes, it was.
Of the original. They did everything worse and they couldn't even get the Macy's license.
I can believe that, yeah.
It had to make up a department Kohl's, store, yeah. Kohl's, which I was like, oh, like Kohl's, but spelled mm-hmm. C-O-L-E instead.
Did they use that in the 70s one? Was it Macy's or
it was
a fake name?
I think it was Gimbel's. No, Macy's. It was Macy's and Gimbel's. Still
okay.
Oh,
nice.
70s
okay.
One. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they had a bad experience with the 70s one.
Yeah, in the 90s version, they couldn't get the name, so it was
Kohl's
department
store. Well,
they
said they refused, I read.
Was
yeah.
Gimbel's? Yeah, Gimbel's was still around in the 90s, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I mean the name Macy's.
Oh.
Yeah, Macy's. It was the Kohl's Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I disliked almost everything about
that. Was
it
filmed live on location? Like, so what I did think was interesting in both was that it looked like it was filmed on location.
For sure. No,
the Thanksgiving Day parade.
Yeah.
I thought that was, I'll give them that.
In the original it was. In the, I don't know about the maybe.
The 73, yeah, the 73 one, it looked like it. I mean, if it wasn't, they hired like the Michigan State Marching Band.
Fair enough. No, it was probably,
which
it
is
probably
a
was. It probably it would be cheaper. It would be easier to just film the
just
parade.
Just film, yeah. Which makes sense. I mean, from a just production a pragmatic standpoint, production standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's weird that Macy's wouldn't lend their name.
I don't know. I don't understand why.
Especially because it's like so part of like the history of that story.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Macy's story, and the other thing about the remake is they had to have a villain.
I don't know why that guy didn't need to be there.
So they had like Sinister Business Guy,
yeah.
Who was it wasn't. Macy's and
it was like Shoppers Express or something.
Yeah, it was Shop Express or something. It's like some franchise,
mm-hmm.
Like
some slick franchise.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
And the CEO was like your typical like over the top bad guy, and he was like, I want to put Macy's or I want to put Kohl's out of business.
Yeah,
and like it was this whole subplot of like him. He had like a henchman who was trying
henchmen.
To set up
had,
Santa.
Yeah.
By the way, Santa Claus in this one is the
Dr. Hammond.
Dr. Hammond from Jurassic Park.
Is Richard Attenborough.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he's not as good as the original
Santa. That's why we said
Santa.
Spare no expense, and you didn't get it, because you didn't watch this movie.
Right, movies.
I watch movies.
Yeah, we know.
I don't know that you did, Jay. I don't know if what you watch qualifies. You watched a TV show. You watched a 45-minute TV show, and you watched something that was filmed in the 70s. I don't know if it qualifies as a movie. I haven't seen it.
I don't know, man. You're lucky I watched them. I think I want to subject myself to this shit.
You're right. I feel very fortunate.
Thank you.
Let's count our blessings this Christmas.
Yeah, you're right.
Guys,
let's be thankful for what we have.
I am thankful that Jay managed to get in 1.5 Christmas movies without becoming physically ill.
I was physically
ill. I was just going to say, did you experience any side effects?
Nausea, vomiting, dizziness,
skin irritation,
lightheadedness, irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, we appreciate it, Jay, the sacrifices that you make.
I'm glad you recognize the sacrifices I make for the two of you.
We do. We really do. Brandon and I talk about it all the time.
And as you should. Yeah. As you should.
What a guy, Jay.
Yeah, that's you should continue to pay tribute.
Yep, as often as I say, you know who Jay reminds me of? Jesus.
And you know what? I can see where you might make that comparison, and I don't fault you for doing
because
so.
Because of the sacrifices.
The sacrifices.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. How I die for your sins.
Right.
And resurrect myself after 3 days.
Yep.
It's the other similarity we always talk
and
about.
And turn water into wine.
Is you've never done that.
You need to do that.
I do it all the time.
I've literally never
seen it. I do it off screen like Santa's drinking.
We...
Everybody's a secret alcoholic.
Got a whole double life.
Oh, man. There was a lot going on in the... I feel like they've tried to pack a lot into the 90s one that they didn't need to do. Agreed. And change they made
what the
hell
was... that whole them getting married at the end thing? What was that all about?
Oh, the forced marriage?
That was weird.
The trick marriage ceremony?
Congratulations, Santa got you a church with a pastor who's going to fucking marry you whether you want to or not.
So Santa tricks them to showing up at the end at a church... at the same time, and he gave the guy had asked the girl to marry him
but,
before,
too early.
Okay,
and she was like, "Nah, dog, I ain't feeling that." And so he gave his engagement ring away to Santa, and was like, "Here, you find somebody who could use this." And I was like, "What? That was what?" Okay.
Well, 'cause he didn't want to be one of those guys who returned a wedding ring. He has this whole thing about that.
Yeah. Obviously. You give it to a random Santa Claus person. Yeah.
Well, his name's Chris Kringle.
Obviously.
He lives at the home. You
and
know.
So you give him a God knows how expensive engagement ring that you just got rejected for.
Of
him. So Santa gives it to the priest, and there's a priest that he leaves notes for the two of them so to meet
like,
at this church at midnight.
And,
and they get there, and there's a priest with the ring. There's an
organist playing even.
Yep, and he's like... you guys are getting married. And they
pretty
just kind of look at each other and they like kind of shrug.
And then it cuts to the next morning. Yeah.
And they're married.
It cuts to the next morning when they're married.
That's weird.
It's very weird.
It's very weird. I don't like that.
In the Matilda version, not only does she ask for a house, but she asks for a house and a dad and a brother.
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
And so, of course, at the end of the movie, there's a joke about... I guess that third thing.
Have to wait, and then they're like, kind of like,
they're like,
"What did you ask for?"
If you asked for Santa, if you asked from Santa, it's probably on its way. And then as she's going up the stairs, like, "Wait, what did you ask for?" And she's like,
"A baby brother."
And then they look at each other, and then that's when they move.
And I threw up.
Yep.
I literally threw up.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
This is the 90s.
This is the Matilda 90s version. Yeah. Listen, the original's solid gold. It's
Santa gets them a mortgage
still
for Christmas.
Holds
it's great.
Exactly.
I know, right? I know.
She gets a raise, so she can afford the mortgage.
True,
now.
True.
Yeah.
Plus, with his income, he's now started his own business. He's going to be a successful attorney because who else could?
Yeah, he's going to represent the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy.
Oh, that guy is going to foray that into a serious business. If you can get prove that somebody's Santa Claus, he even says it at the end.
Mm.
He's like, I took a little old man and convinced the world that he was Santa. I must be a pretty good lawyer. And that's kind of like the thing is, well, actually, that was another thing. In the original movie, it's kind of this tongue-in-cheek thing where, like, he's like the pure of heart one, and he's like the believer, and he wants the kid to believe in Santa Claus, where the mom doesn't.
Yeah,
and he's kind of like with a wink and a nod, like he believes in Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And but at the end of the movie, he even says he doesn't really like I convinced like the whole world that was a sweet old man with Santa, so he doesn't really believe it. In the Matilda remake, it's like he is like legit believes that it's Santa Claus.
Like he's a true
believer. At the end, yes. By the end.
Yeah, because the cane, they leave the cane.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what makes him go,
oh,
yeah, like that,
maybe
that,
I didn't do such a thing.
But in the
90s
one,
thing.
He's a true believer from the get-go.
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay.
True believer.
He's like a Santa zealot.
He really is freaky. It's kind of weird.
It's disturbing.
So
it's a little
weird.
Like, I don't know if I'm... Yeah. No, SantaCon's totally different.
Yeah, I would not have left my child with that man.
No, he's weird.
No.
It's weird.
Or John Hammond.
Yeah.
You see what happens when you leave children in his care.
You're right.
They almost get eaten by dinosaurs without fail.
I think Jurassic Park must have come out by then. I think it was 96 or 97 or something. I think it's 6 or 7.
I think so.
Yeah.
such a weird role to put him in after that.
I know, right? Well, they wanted to rehumanize him.
I guess. He wasn't a bad Santa. He just wasn't as good as the original Santa.
Agreed. Agreed. When I watch it very much, I'm like, it's Hammond playing Santa. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard for me to let that go because that's the only role I know him in.
Yeah. Yeah. He is forever John Hammond.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that you see. He's the Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah.
But he didn't do a bad job. As actors go in this movie, he was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
Boyfriend was whatever.
He was all right. It was Dylan McDermott.
Yeah. Celia from Weeds is the mom. She plays Celia.
Is that the main character? Because then you're wrong.
Yes, and I'm not. No, 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 no. It's not the main character of Weeds.
It's
the main character of this movie.
Yeah, is she like the sister of the main character?
No, she's the terrible neighbor.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's probably right. Yeah.
Because
I was like, are you confusing the two? Cause that's
and she's a horrible person.
Oh, fair enough.
And so this whole movie, I was like, oh, she's a horrible person.
You could roll with it easily.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I got it. And her, too, like...
She wasn't great.
The mom in the original one was like, hey, I just want to be rational and realistic about the world with my daughter. And I don't want her believing like silly nonsense. Like the remake lady was another like zealot. She was like an extremist for anti-Santa Claus. Yeah, everything was ramped up to 10.
Yeah,
unnecessarily
it's
so.
It's the 90s.
Yeah. Even the kid, the original kid, was just kind of like, oh, you know, I'm a level-headed kid. I don't really like to use my imagination. It seems silly. And the new one, she's...
You don't even get, like, the chimp scene, like, where they pretend to be monkeys in the original one.
No.
It's cute. That's a good scene where you're like, oh, he is showing her how to use her imagination again. You don't get that, except maybe the shadow puppets. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's the only scene
That's the equivalent scene.
I guess. Yeah.
But she's not, like, a serious level-headed kid. She's, like, depressing.
She's, like, a sad, like... too old.
She's got like PTSD.
He even says at one point, like, oh yeah, hanging out with this girl who talks like this 5-year-old girl who talks like a 64-year-old. Like, yeah, you do. She talks like an old lady because she's very sad and has had the world ruined.
Every line delivery was like, I was like, what are you? What is happening right now?
Yeah.
Did not love it. And the coup de grace, Brandon.
What?
I mean, the ending of the movie.
With the house?
No. Oh. Before that.
Oh, with the dollar bill?
Yes.
Yeah, right?
Jay.
I asked you about this.
I can't believe
too.
You didn't watch this movie. Yeah,
you explain.
Every movie you watch end with a letter scenario, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Which makes sense, sort of.
I can't even talk about this without like just feeling upset. So in the end of the 90s Matilda version, instead of the letters thing... He gives
Matilda
a Christmas card to bring to the judge with a $1 bill in it. And she gives it to the judge, and the judge, it's like just a simple Christmas card, and he looks at the $1 bill, and the $1 bill has In God We Trust circled on it. And he just kind of sits there for a second, and then he looks at Matilda.
And he throws away.
And then he looks like the dad lawyer.
Yep.
And then he kind of thinks to himself, and he's like, aha! If the U.S. government can believe in something in pure faith like God, then the Supreme Court of the state of New York can do the same thing with Santa Claus. Therefore, I rule that this guy is Santa Claus.
Yep.
He's real and he's here.
Yep.
Well, that's a stupid ending. That's so dumb.
It was such a huge letdown.
Yeah.
Not only does it make so much less sense...
Mm-hmm.
And it requires so much more convenience. Like, he had to come up with this whole thing in his head.
He had to logic it out. Yeah.
Like, what if he didn't get it? What if you sent the thing and the guy was like...
okay, interesting.
What if he looked at the wrong side of the dollar?
Thanks for the dollar. There is no Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But it was also just such an anticlimactic...
It totally was.
Like, blah.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jesus, now I really hate this movie.
Also, what was with that whole, like, everybody come out at noon tomorrow?
Oh, yeah!
Who put the money in the paper to have everybody come out at noon?
And that didn't do anything.
It didn't do shit.
It wasn't, like, because of public opinion.
It's just, like, everybody at noon, go out in the streets and cheer about Santa. Literally, that was it.
It's because they didn't have a Fred Mertz there to tell him that the people weren't going to like him for saying there was no Santa Claus.
Yeah, that speech didn't happen. Like, nope. I liked that speech in the original
one. Yeah, and the Fred Mertz character is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Where he's one of my favorite characters in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, yeah, then they're really going to love you. And the toy companies and the Christmas card makers and the chocolate companies. Yeah. Oh, boy. And they're all union workers. And then you got the NAACP and the USS of A or USF of A or whatever on your tail. It's just such a great scene as you can see the judge just kind of like sinking. Yeah. As he's saying all this.
And my favorite, he's like, and you'll be left with two votes, you and so-and-so.
You and that
like,
district attorney out there.
And he's like, nope, the district attorney's a Republican.
The district attorney's a Republican. Yep. Oh, my God. And
that's a great scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There was not enough of that in any version, it sounds like, because, I mean, there certainly wasn't enough.
The one I watched.
The 70s version?
And yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds like the 70s remake might have been a little more true to form.
Maybe.
All right. Well, we'll do that next week, Jay.
Oh, no. God.
You watch the ones that you missed, and we'll watch the ones that we missed, and we'll come back and compare them. We'll do Second Christmas.
No.
It'll be Friendsmas.
No.
Jay is clawing at his face right now. He can't.
No Christmas.
He can't take it.
No more.
Jay, that's... I don't know. I don't...
Hey, man. It's just another day.
It's just another day. And if that's all you want it to be, then that's...
I punish myself by playing bad video games. I play Fallout 76 all day.
Oh, God.
You played Fallout 76 all day?
That's how I spend that's how I'm going to spend Christmas.
That's you're going
to hate it so much. I'm not going to play something I love on a day that I hate. I'm going to play a game that I hate. So I'm just going to play 24 hours of Fallout 76.
Did you play that new Star Wars game?
Yes, it's good.
It's good?
Yes. Fallen Order? Yeah, I've heard good things. Yeah.
It's good, but is it short? Have you beat it?
I haven't beaten it yet, but I feel like I'm pretty far through, and I haven't put a lot of play time in, I would
say. Okay, yeah. Like, so I heard short.
Yeah.
I heard good.
It's good, but
short.
Short, yeah. I'd say I'm probably like 12 hours in, and I would imagine I'm in the third act now.
That can be nice sometimes to have a short game that you can wrap up in a legitimate amount of time other than a giant, massive, like, open world that they do so often now.
I'm getting tired of those, yeah.
But you know what I'll never get tired of?
Worlds.
Santa Claus. especially in the original movie. Every classic bit.
Oh, one little trivia that you'll appreciate at least.
Oh.
So the doorman.
Well, I have a trivia for you too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The doorman in this movie, the one who calls the cab for Santa.
In the original.
In the newer one.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Was the janitor Alfred Kidd from the first movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know what? When the guy in the insane asylum,
I know who that is. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Horatio Sanz. I was like, holy shit, Horatio Sanz is in this movie.
That's funny. I actually wasn't my trivia, but yeah, Horatio Sanz. So my trivia was about the Matilda version.
Yes.
And it's actually about Matilda.
Oh.
So apparently Matilda's mom died. Like
I thought it was during the making of Matilda, but yeah, it's really sad. Yeah.
And I guess Danny DeVito
got
her like an upfront, like an early copy of the movie to watch before she passed away because she wasn't going to be able
to make it. Yeah, Danny DeVito became like second mom to her like during that movie because he was the director of Matilda and her mom passed away while she was making Matilda.
Which when you see Danny DeVito, you think...
Second mom.
Yeah.
But no, like he's such a sweet guy. Like he's
apparently.
He's such a nice dude. Yeah.
Apparently he's a real nice dude. Well, he did, he was not giving good advice, though, because he didn't tell her to stay away from this piece of shit.
Yeah, right? Well, that was after. Matilda was, I think, the year after this.
Oh, Matilda came out after this?
Yes.
Oh, shit!
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yes. That's why she's better in Matilda than this. Like
that makes sense.
Yeah, she's got a couple more years on her.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really sad story. But she's Mara Wilson has gone on to be like a cool like internet person. She's like,
is that the name of the actress?
Yeah. She's a cool person.
Just call her Matilda. It's easier.
No.
And she's Matilda. Come on, let's be real.
I hate you.
If I said, hey, Matilda, she'd know who I was talking to, right?
Yeah. I'm sure she'd love that.
I'm sure she would. I appreciate her work.
As Matilda.
As Matilda. That's right.
Not in this movie, though.
What was she in recently, since Matilda?
No, I don't know. She went on to like finish school and like write and stuff like that. And
school. As Jay will tell you, it's a waste of time.
That's not what Jay will tell you.
It's a waste of time. School and Christmas.
No, Mara Wilson is cool people. Like, she's good people. She shows up here and there, and she's like, well-respected.
Well, I guess I can't hold this horrible piece of shit movie against her.
I think it was one of her first big film roles.
I mean, she was
four
at the time.
Exactly.
So, you know, we all make mistakes. I get it.
Yeah. I just think the direction of it was really bad.
Everything about it was really bad. Most, you know, the one thing, well, I can't say it because I did enjoy some of the things in the courtrooms. They did the courtroom scene a little differently.
Yeah.
And as much as I thought there was stuff they left out that they could have put in, some of it was good.
Yeah, like. I agree.
But the
but you also forget Mara Wilson is in the movie until like the very end. Like literally, I was sitting watching.
Oh yeah,
and, like,
and she pops up and she's like,
"Oh wait, this movie's about a kid."
Like, yeah, she's in the courtroom and she's like, "That's not fair. We love Santa Claus."
You're like,
or something.
Oh yeah, you're in this movie.
Like, oh yeah. Hey kid.
Yeah, I forgot this.
Thanks
was about
for coming.
You. It was just about you and your mom and this guy trying to hook
yeah.
up.
Yeah,
it was.
Some dude trying to slam more, out yeah. your mom. And he,
exactly. That's what it was.
It's the movie.
Yeah.
In a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. It works every time.
Yes. Prove this guy's Santa, get in her pants.
Mm-hmm.
Math.
Hey, well, dude, at that point, that guy proved to New York that Santa Claus is living in your home.
It's a pretty big deal.
I'd be like, all right, dude, wow.
You're a pretty big deal.
I mean, I'm impressed. I'm not going to say I'm not. And I liked how, in the original at least, he quit his job over it.
Yes, yeah.
This
yeah.
was like he was taking a stand firm. Here, and that was why he needed to win the case because there
himself.
Were like stakes to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like they needed to add stakes to the new one, which is why they were like, Macy's is going to go out of business.
Yeah, like make
and
a villain, and that was not the
evil
stakes
CEO
that we needed.
CEO who's yeah. going to take over. And
we don't care
all
about
shit.
The store.
Yeah.
We like Santa. We don't care about the store. Yeah.
It was a huge fail. You didn't need any
I
of that.
I think it was written with Macy's in mind. If Macy's had given it their
oh,
name,
I'm
it
sure
would have been
was.
A bit more maybe like, oh, we like Macy's at least, but make a fake thing. It's like, we have no emotional attachment to them. We don't care if they get bought out. Who cares? They're a fake business. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. Nobody gives a shit about Kohl's.
Yeah.
In the original one, it wasn't even, like, you didn't even worry about the business. All the in the original one, and I don't know if it was in the 70s one, Jay, but all the business owners decided to do that.
Yes.
Like, they were all like, oh, well, then mm-hmm. we'll all do that.
Yeah.
So really, like, this one act of generosity
made all the other
traveled.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. one good turn. And mm-hmm. and so everybody did it.
It's more Christmas themed.
Exactly.
That's a Christmas message that just wasn't there.
Instead
the
of the
one.
Other company just being like, fuck them.
We're going to take them over.
Yeah.
We're going to sabotage them by having the Santa go and harass him.
Yeah.
That was a weird scene.
It was a weird scene. He's like, I'll bet you're touching kids.
That was fucking weird.
Yeah, I was like, hey, is this still a Christmas movie?
That
took
weird.
A bad turn.
That got really weird.
Yeah, dude. The other, like, this, the drunk Santa comes back.
They hire
okay.
like
in
the
Matilda version.
Hires him.
Yes. The evil corporation hires him.
They pay him cash at a bar to, like, go fuck with Santa.
To try and get him to assault him so
and
they can have
does.
Him arrested or whatever.
Yeah. And that's
and
what
that's how the court case gets.
Oh, so it's not like the doctor.
No.
No, he's just, like, in his face and, like, following him home and like
he's like, what's your deal? I'll
yeah.
bet you're touching
yeah,
kids.
Big fat fake, big fat phony. And then like he turns around and means to just kind of like bop him on the head, and he does. And then he pretends to be unconscious.
Right.
And, like, all of a sudden, the crowd rushes, and
which
yeah.
is what the doctor does in the original one
yeah.
too. He's not
phony,
as badly
yeah.
hurt
he's
as he's supposed to as he thinks he is.
Yeah, he gets
but
a little bump on the head.
Then he goes to Macy, and Macy's like, get the fucking Santa Claus
yeah.
back. You're a prick.
And like, he immediately is like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, he gets fired. He gets yeah. what's coming to him. And that's all the drama you needed there. You didn't need, like, the Kohl's is going out of business, evil corporation, Santa sabotage.
Smears Santa because he gets his picture taken after assaulting the guy. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a weird thing.
It was all too much.
Yeah,
it was all too yeah. much. Although there was one thing I did like.
Yeah.
The sign language.
That was a cute aspect. Instead of the Dutch, yeah. Because
yeah.
the original one, there's, like, a Dutch girl that comes up. It was timely at the time. Like, we got her from an orphanage.
Oh, it was a Spanish one and the 73 one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was timely. Like, right after World War II, of course, there's going to be orphans coming over from Europe.
Right.
And it was cute that, of course, he do Europe or Dutch. And
he
spoke.
Sings the song. He's
yes.
like, Winterschnaske, Santa Claus.
Schmickadegabluka,
Schmickadegabluka, Santa Claus.
And then in the new one, it was sign language. She was
well
deaf.
Done.
Yeah. And it was very cute. That was a cute scene.
It was. I thought that was a fresh take on it.
Yes.
And
I
was like, oh, okay. Because also when he sings the song, it's a little like goofy.
Yeah.
And to do that in the 90s, it's like no one's going to take that seriously.
Yep.
So here's the sign language
like
with her. And
Jingle
and,
bells. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cute.
It was nice. That was the one change I really.
I also liked he's a minor character, but like the British like general manager guy. I thought he was kind of supposed to be the toy department guy
from the original.
Yeah, I liked him in the 90s when he was a good actor. Like, he was just fine. He was just like this character actor you see in a lot of stuff. And he was good.
He was fine.
Everybody else sucked, but...
Yeah, everybody else was not great.
No.
It's not a great movie.
Apparently they offered refunds to parents if they didn't like this movie. And a total of, I think, only 1,500 tickets were refunded.
The 93 one?
Yeah, they were so sure because apparently with test audiences, it got like 100%. So they were like, fuck it. If you don't like this, we'll give you a refund.
Really?
Yeah, so, but at least
1,500. Oh, I thought they thought it was like so bad that like they were.
Oh, like,
no,
was,
no,
yeah,
no.
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
They were like, we dare you not to like this, basically.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like it was so bad and everyone knew it that they were like, hey, listen, if you don't like it, we'll give you your money back.
But it backfired, apparently. They were like, when it came out, a bunch of people wanted the refund. It got pinned and yeah.
I would have taken the refund anyway.
I know, right?
Why the fuck not?
You gotta
imagine Jay's Christmas spirit.
Yeah, right? It's got mine.
Fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
There it is.
A message from Jay. Merry Christmas
Jay's
from
Christmas.
Jay. Fuck you, pay me.
Fuck you, pay me.
Gosh.
Gotta afford the extravagant lifestyle I live, you know?
Yeah. I could tell your sweatsuit is it's something. Gray sweatsuit. Like wow. I mean, if nothing sits down in your luck like a gray sweatsuit, Jay.
Extravagant.
Unless you're training for a fight. Did you run here?
I did.
Rocky style.
Brandon was to the pace car.
Yeah. I picked him up at the meat locker.
Is this your December outfit? Do you wear this through Christmas?
This is every day.
This is.
This is it. No, I fucking wore my work clothes, and then I just put this on after. Like, I'm not going to wear my work clothes here.
Well, I appreciate that. I wore a turtleneck and a blazer last night.
Oh, yeah?
And I got at least 3 comments about, like, turtleneck and a blazer.
Like, yeah. The Carl Sagan.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, that's a good look. People forget about that look. I was like, yeah. And one guy was like, I was wearing that last night. I feel that, man. And I was like, all right.
You're really good.
This went over really well. And I was like, I just didn't want to be cold. It was cold out.
Yeah.
And I had to go somewhere nice.
Thing or something down
so,
there?
Or? It was a, excuse me, real estate convention.
Oh, okay.
So there's a big end of the year thing
cool.
called Triple Play that everyone goes to, and it goes for like 3 days. And usually, I just go down on the last night and have dinner with some people, and
nice.
Hang out and gamble a little bit, and
whatever.
And we did that. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody down there if you're listening.
It's a long drive.
It was not as long as I remember it being. It was a little over 2 hours.
Yeah, AC's not terrible if you don't hit traffic.
Fair enough. Yeah. There's no traffic this time of year.
I always remembered it more like 3, and it's. But I guess that because
it's
I was
like
counting
half,
on traffic.
Yeah.
But it was fun. But I'm exhausted, frankly. That's why we took a nap on the couch before. It was just like I came home and I worked from the hotel room this morning while Christine was nursing a hangover, and then we drove home.
Promptly passed out when
Excuse
he got
me.
Home.
No, well, I worked a little while the afternoon, and then, like, the emails started puttering out as people decided to, like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, all right, it might be nap time. And so I napped for a few hours before you guys got here. But yeah, it was good. Jay, I'm curious to know, like, what was different in the 70s version? Because I imagine they cut a lot from the TV version. But
sure.
the 70s version, like, what was the deal there? Was a lot of it the same as what we're talking about?
Like, a lot more, like, sounds like a lot more like the 90s version. And it was just, like, expanded. Like, the courtroom was expanded. Like, the whole like, middle, like, the psyche value, they gave him a psyche valuation, which wasn't in the 40s one. Or there was, like, part of it, rather. But then, like, the psyche val took longer, and then there was more time in between. That's like so in this 43 one, it basically went he gets that psyche valve from the doctor.
It was a TV movie, even.
Ha! All right, he's full of shit over here.
It was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube. Oh my god.
And then like
Tom Bosley was in it.
He went to the
Tom Bosley.
They went like kind of straight from him getting checked by the doctor to him getting like. Caning the doctor. It was like not a lot in between.
All right.
Yeah. So it was like
Yeah, there was. It sounds like it followed fairly close to the original, though. I'm kind of curious about it now. I mean, if Jay could tolerate more Christmas, I'd say we should do another episode. But
Jay can't tolerate.
I don't want to give Jay an aneurysm, or some sort of permanent problem.
A peppermint flavored aneurysm.
Yeah. Get this hot chocolate away from me.
Doctor, he's dead. What was it? It's holiday spirit.
He's caught the spirit, I'm afraid.
It was a holiday concert I had to sit through today.
For school?
You must be dying.
Christmas and holiday songs.
God damn it, gosh.
Were the kids all happy?
They were all happy.
Oh, must be the worst.
Terrible.
Oh, gosh. If there's anything worse than happy adults, it's happy kids.
Absolutely.
What do you have to be happy about, you little shit?
Right.
You don't even know anything yet.
Dude, one of my kids went on like a serious existential like rant today in class. It was like dark as fuck.
Yeah?
Yeah. We were talking about, fuck, how did we get on it? We were talking about...
How old is this kid?
He's a fourth grader.
Okay.
And we were talking about, not climate change, we started talking about inventions and... Shit, now I can't remember. We brought up an invention, and then he basically took it to like, yeah, well, if we didn't have this, then we wouldn't have this. And if we didn't have this, we were talking about what's an invention and what's not. And then I said, like, trees. Are trees an invention or are trees not an invention? Obviously, trees are discovery. And he goes, yeah, it doesn't make sense that we could, it's obviously a discovery because we need trees to breathe because trees give us oxygen. So we couldn't exist before there were trees because then we wouldn't have oxygen, which is right. And then he goes, and then if we started like chopping down all the trees, like there would just be nothing and we wouldn't have life. And like, that's like what's going on now. And it's like, if it keeps going, like we're not going to be able to be alive.
You shattering just a little bit.
And I was like, oh dude, Griff, you're right. But like, sorry, man.
Did you tell him the truth that trees are posers and it's actually algae doing most of the fucking work?
It is a lot of algae.
And trees are a bunch of fucking assholes who took all the credit for years for the hard work that algae is doing?
Apparently
I've never forgiven trees since I found that out.
Taking all that.
Yeah. Taking all that clout from algae. Algae's doing the hard work and trees are reaping all the rewards.
Algae got us started.
Algae still to this day. Fuck trees.
The biggest producer.
Yeah, but
trees are bullshit.
All right, fair enough. Wow, that's not a take to have.
that's a spicy take.
You're damn right it is. I'm sorry, I don't like posers, guys. if that's a rare and a novel stance, I'll
blame
take
your,
it.
Blame your science teacher.
I do.
Blame your science.
I blame all teachers, Jay.
Yeah,
all teachers to this day.
Well,
even ones in this room right now.
Yeah. Every teacher that has ever been. You need to correct the problem. Start teaching these kids right. Tell them about the algae, Jay.
They know about the
team
algae.
Algae.
About some algae.
Hashtag team algae.
Hashtag team.
But I mean, the algae is going to die off too. So it's
algae can't die. You can't kill algae. It's a common it's a common misnomer. Misinterpretation.
That's okay.
That's not right.
Yep. So, no, its allergy can neither be killed or created. It's
That's
only
matter.
Conserved.
Matter.
I don't think so, Jay. I'm pretty sure you don't teach algae. So I don't know why you'd know.
I've taught both.
I think you're
algae
just a math
physics,
teacher. Last
actually.
I checked, a math teacher. I'm not sure.
And science.
If you would know, this isn't really your area of expertise. But yeah, algae.
Math and science.
It can't be created. It can only be conserved. Transferred.
Nope.
You can
nope.
transfer algae
I'm
all
not,
day long.
I'm not on team algae.
You can't create it or destroy
it. I'm not on hashtag team
algae. Wow, Brandon.
Not at the expense of team
side,
trees.
You're going to side
not
with
at
the trees.
Expense of team
you're going to fucking side with the trees.
They can live together, pal.
Wow. If there's anything I've learned from the history of trees and algae, is that they can't.
It's like, don't
they are natural enemies. Do you know nothing? Natural enemies.
This is an indictment of the
it's like a beta fish.
Right,
you put them together in the same tank.
You can't pull them apart.
And they just, boom, they go at each other. This is just science. I have National Geographic on Disney Plus now.
Yeah, you might want to watch a bit more.
You guys got to catch up.
I don't know what shit you're watching on YouTube. I don't know what corner of the internet you're on, but get the fuck
Disney
off
Plus,
it.
Man. This is, I'm learning this straight from the mouse.
That's not.
From the mouse's mouth to my ears.
No, I think you knew. I think you need to brush up on that.
I don't know how I would do that.
I mean, watch I have more. Some fifth grade science texts I could lend you.
Yeah.
What, books, Jay?
Oh, God.
Books are so out of date. No one even uses them anymore. Just what, are you going to print a new updated book every year with new information? No, you use the internet. Books are worthless. I'm not even sure why we have them. We should probably burn them. Well.
Ooh, spicy.
Wow.
Spicy takes.
Merry Christmas, guys.
You burn the books to create more oxygen.
Not how it works.
It helps the trees.
No.
Jay, I'm sick of your questions, quite frankly.
That wasn't a question.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. All right? You need to get on board with the new science of today. Bill Nye said this.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
It might have been the other guy.
What other
Who's
guy?
The black Bill Nye?
Steven Crowder. I don't know.
Who's the black Bill Nye?
DeGrasse Tyson.
You know, the guy with the...
I don't think he said that
Neil
at all.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. That's it. The black Bill Nye.
No, I don't think he said it at all.
Yeah, I think so.
Dave, what's your opinion of Antarctica and the shape of the Earth?
Antarctica is not real.
Okay.
The Earth's flat.
All right. Okay. Well, anyways, you guys, have a great...
It's been Merry
wonderful.
Christmas.
It's a wall
we
of ice.
We love you all.
Wonderful.
It's where Santa Claus lives. He lives beyond the ice wall. That's why you don't know. You don't see Santa Claus's
workshop.
It's not invisible. That would be stupid. It's beyond the ice wall. Beyond the ice wall.
It's beyond the... It's
where the elves live.
If you're gonna talk flat Earth terms, get on it. It's called the firmament.
It's the firmament.
Well, I didn't think you guys would understand if I said firmament. I speak flat. Oh, okay. Sorry.
I'm up on my crazy conspiracy.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I was talking to a couple of normies here, but if you guys are down with the flirt,
not down. Yeah. Not down.
That sounds
aware.
Like you're not, and that might be your problem, Jay. Get down with the flirth. Get down with Christmas.
He didn't even say it right. He said flirth.
Flirth.
Is it flatter? Flirth.
Flurf.
Flurf. Flurf. I'm pretty sure it's flirth.
No, flurfs. You call them flurfs.
What's a flurf?
A flat earther.
Flat earth, yeah.
No, flirth is so much better. It's got earth at flirth. What, flurf?
Yeah.
Flurf. Why would you put an F on the end?
It's to make the sound. It's to derogatory.
Flurf. Flurth. It's got earth in
Flurf.
It. These guys. Who's the guy who does all the models and shit in his house and is like the centerpiece? Oh, I got to call him. He's a...
Oh, what's his... It's Mark Sargent.
Assistant. I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
He's like
him.
The figurehead of
Yeah, he's the main flat earth guy.
Yep.
Yep.
He's the main flurfer.
Flurther.
Flurfer.
Flurfer.
Flurther. Trust me.
It's what a flat earther would say.
That movie is so sad because it's like the A story is like about the flat earth, like the whole movement. And the B story is this dude is like so friend zoned by this girl.
Like, oh, yes.
Like the B story is just how friend zoned he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Oh, my God. Watch it. Like, it's so good for so many.
Behind the Curve, I think.
I think it's Behind the Curve.
Yeah.
There's so much, like, they prove themselves wrong or three times.
Yeah.
Like, they do an experiment to prove themselves
and the
wrong.
Big one is at the end.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah.
When they, like, and then, but just, like, the B-plot of him just being so friend-zoned.
Really?
Is, like,
That's hilarious.
It's so funny.
Yeah, like, they met over Flat Earth, and she's, like, another figure in the community, and she's like, oh, we, like, hang out all the time, and it's like, we go on vacations together and stuff.
Oh, no.
And he's just like... Mm.
Oh,
she's like a sister to me.
Oh, rip. That's sad.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate. No wonder Flat Earth is such a big part of his life. I mean, when your personal life's going that badly, you gotta
grab something.
Yeah.
I mean, and hey, he's like these people are major players in their communities. Like, this is, they found something that they could be a part of, and not just a part of, but they can be like important, like leaders in, and that's why it's so hard to convince them that it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, that's the mindset because, mm-hmm. yeah,
it's crazy.
You're going to tell me I'm just going to go back to a normal person?
Exactly.
Who doesn't lead a movement of idiots?
Yeah. Yeah, like he even says almost that exact same verbatim. I forget exactly how, but it was a very telling sentence. And you almost like you could tell
it was almost like, well, what if it's fake? Then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then what is then that means that all of this has been a lie.
Like all I've done, all this is for nothing.
It's something along those lines.
Yes.
And yeah.
Womp womp.
Well, because he went back, and even the mom, I think his mom knows like that it's bullshit, but she's even like, he kind of gives him something to do, and he's very passionate about it.
Mm.
And it's like,
how about the guy who made the motorcycles that had nothing to do with Flat Earth?
The
He was like, this is my flat earth cruiser. And it was cool. It was a motorcycle made of wood.
Yeah, it actually did look really cool.
But it had nothing to do with flat earth. And I was like, why are
you
here,
sir? Well, there's grifters. There's this one. I saw a documentary online where this guy went to one of the conventions. And he met the flat earth cowboy, who is basically like a country singer. But he affects a total southern accent. It's totally fake. And then when he talked to him off stage, he's like got an Australian accent. And at a certain point, he was doing it just for the money, but at a certain point, he's like, eh, I kind of buy in now. But he's like just a complete grifter, totally.
If you spend enough time around these people and like surround yourself with them,
oh, yeah,
I think it probably becomes hard not to believe.
Sure, it would rub off on you at a certain
point. Yeah, I mean, it's people putting that bug in your ear all day long. Like.
Exactly.
And once, as you continue to cut off from your, like,
just like cults.
Normal friend. Yeah, yeah, I mean, really, it is, because nobody really wants to associate with someone who thinks
the earth is flat.
What I can't understand is how they got the airlines in on it to make the windows.
Nope. That's the thing.
With the
curvature. That's where it's like the logistics into the conspiracy are so insane. That's where it's like you have to stop. Occam's razor is just like the path of least resistance makes so much more sense in this, that there isn't a conspiracy.
You have to have a
that you'd have to set up all these crazy algorithms and mathematics for satellites, GPS, and everything just to fool people. Like the logistics that would go into the conspiracy would. The budget of just the conspiracy would like outdo any country's government. Like you know, like just the amount of resources that would have to go in to a lie is the craziest part. Yes. That's the crazier part of all of it.
But you have to come up with so many models, like a model for each different. You need to come up with a model for why the seasons happen. You need to come up with a model for the airplanes. Then you also need to have a model for why the days look like they do. And then you have to come up with a model for why.
A unifying model because they don't work.
Instead of the one unifying model. Yeah.
What makes you wonder, all that work that went into it, what are they hiding?
Nothing.
Why? They put a lot of work into this. And what is it that they don't want us to know?
Anyways, I hope everybody has a happy holidays. We'll catch you all next time.
We are going to come back from the holidays with probably an episode involving Star Wars at some point. But we're going to start hitting these Disney movies hard on you guys.
Disney Plus is now around.
Yeah, in honor of Disney Plus.
We're gonna start watching as you mentioned, I liked 101 because that was the first like live action.
Well, there's a ton of live action remakes, and we are coming at you with them.
I'm not looking forward to
2020 is going to be the year of the Disney remake.
God help us.
So we're looking forward to it, guys. Everybody over here except for Jay wishes you a happy Christmas, happy holidays, and a happy new year. He hopes that you die horribly.
Indeed.
I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Jay.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Bye.